says Daddy and Frank are gay.
That's Christina Stewart, director of the MU chapter of the Progressive Librarians Guild. At Speaker's Circle, Stewart and other members of the Guild take turns reading from classic books that have been banned, including Slaughterhouse-Five, Lolita, and this one called Daddy's Roommate. Stewart says the group's goals aren't out of the mainstream.
So we advocate for freedom of access. We oppose censorship in all forms. And this week we're just out celebrating people's First Amendment rights and our freedom to read.
The Guild has read from banned books for the past 3 years, and Stewart says it's always gone over well.
We get a lot of really positive feedback, and a lot of students seem to like it. It's really fun when we can get them out in the circle reading with us.
Stewart says some students can be apprehensive.
At first, it sounds really great, but then when they start to look at some of the books that we have on display, they'll say, like, oh, well, you know, I don't really think that's an appropriate book, to have on display, or, you know, like, that's a children's book. They really shouldn't be talking about issues such as homosexuality.
But most students watching at Speaker's Circle seem to support the cause. Student Ethan Leston says it's important to draw attention to banned books.
Banned books are actually good for the book in question because it gets more people interested in the book. And so they go and they look up the author and they're like, hey, I like Kurt Vonnegut. And they go back and they read.
Banned Books Week ends tomorrow, but the Guild participates in other causes throughout the year, including helping local gay and Latino centers build their own libraries. Davis Donovan, KBIA News.